أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. The third wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the night of ascension, because we mentioned two in the previous session. The third is that Allah showed him all the saints, awliyaullah, that they are going to be guiding this ummah, and to give them that holy power, eternal power, that with it are able to guide and carry their responsibilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered all the ummah, not only ummatun nabi, but all the atoms of the children of Adam clean to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he took them as a trust with him. He was happy to see that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you accept them to be in your trust, and you deliver to me them as I gave to you? He said, yes, Ya Rabbi. He saw them all very pure, very clean, transparent. There is nothing on them. As soon as he said yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him there what they are going to do in dunya and what kind of dress they are going to dress, what kind of bad manners and bad characteristics they are going to be in, what bad behaviors they are going to be in, how much they are going to be to make conspiracy, and how much they are going to be tyrant, how much they are going to kill, how much they are going to do everything that Allah doesn't like. And all of them, they are being veiled and darkened with that bad characteristic. For Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was afraid, and he said, Ya Rabbi, that is too much. Give me some of your sincere ones to guide this ummah after me, to be my inheritors, to give them from my secret, from my power, to guide and teach a human being to the right way, and to show them as-sirat al-mustaqim, and to show them my way. Those who disbehaved in dunya were from the group that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Zarrat Bani Adam, when we were in the day of promises, still atoms, and only in spirit, Allah called us and he said, who am I? And they said, everyone said, not everyone, a group of them said, you are our Lord and we are your servant. Another group said, you are what you are, we are what we are. And third group there said, we are what we are. The first group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are his sincere ones, the one that they are going to be guides, teachers. The second group, Allah took them and threw them in Bahr al-Zulma, in the ocean of darkness, for 80,000 years. Because they were, he needs to clean them. He sent them there to be polished. Bahr al-Zulma means he sent them to struggle. And he sent them to fight their egos. And that was in the day of promises. Not yet in dunya. In dunya is a reflection of what happened there. It's a little bit of what happened there. 80,000 years of Allah's years, heavenly years. Allah threw them. We didn't, when we came to dunya, we don't know anything about that. But that is there, existing. We will be seeing it in the day of judgment, how much we have done and how much we have disbehaved and disobeyed, and we will be regretting. Now in dunya we are like under anesthesia, so we are not seeing anything, we are not feeling anything. We don't see, we don't know what happened before. That one day is going to open up. Awliya Allah, they can see what happened before, because they were pure. They said, you are our Lord and we are your servant. Allah made them to see. But the rest, they said, you are what you are, we are what we are. Means, you are, okay, you are our Lord, but we are ourselves here. We are the Lord of ourselves. Then Allah brought them out after 80,000 years and he said to them, who am I and who are you? Some of them, under this heavy training, they said, we are your servant and you are our Lord. And the rest kept saying, we are what we are, you are what we are. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left them in darkness. Those in dunya, that they are sincere and pious, they know that they were in, they have said in the day of promises, you are our Lord and we are your servant. And those who have been taken out, means they are struggling in dunya between good and bad, those are the one that they repented and they said, you are our Lord, after they've been under that struggle, and we are your servant. And those who are running away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeying in dunya, they need to know that they are the one that they refused Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only they saw themselves. Those who were stubborn and did not accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those one who are not believers and corrupted people, heretic people, and those who are atheists. Quran Sheikh said there is two type of unbelievers. There is an unbeliever who is unbeliever, and there is a stubborn unbeliever, mu'annid, a stubborn unbeliever. And also there is a corrupted or munafiq, munafiq, and there is a stubborn munafiq. Those who are not stubborn from that group, at one day they will find guidance. And that's why we see many of them are coming to the right way, to the right track, and they convert because they are not stubborn. They know the truth, they come quickly running to it. So Prophet ﷺ saw this, he said, Ya Rabbi, it's too much, give me some supporters, and Allah gave him awliya Allah. And Allah wants to show, as Grand Sheikh is saying, it's very important that as much as Allah gave Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam of power, He still want to show him that you cannot reach everything. You're still in need for me at any moment, at any time. I am the Lord that can do everything. I am the one that can have everything perfect. You cannot have everything without me. And that's why Allah wants to show him that you cannot turn everyone to be a believer. Means your power is limited to an extent. You can have everyone, but I am keeping some that you cannot do it because I want to show you are not the creator, I'm the creator. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left some of those people unguided. And they were not any time when they were coming to accepting Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Abu Jahl and like Abu Lahab. They died and they were enemy to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah, what He said to Sayyidina Muhammad, when Sayyidina Muhammad tried his best to guide everyone to Islam, Allah said to him, لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Don't guide whom you like. Allah will guide whom He likes. So these people who are all of us here and there and wherever we are, there are people who are sitting and studying and learning the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Quran. They must know that they are under the protection and they are being saved in the day of promises. And they will be under the protection of Awliya Allah, whom they will guide them to the protection of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his blessings. Because we are accepting him, we are accepting Islam, we are accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means we are, although with our shortcomings, we will be under the intercession of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So don't be afraid. ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين
آمنوا. ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون.
My mercy has overcome everything, encompassed everything, wrapped everything. I am going to write it to those people who are accepting, who are believing, who are devoted, who are trying to do whatever they can, giving that what they can give, not holding on what Allah gave them, but they are giving everything in the way of Allah. Allah gives more. As they give, Allah gives more. It depends what you give. You give Allah ibadah, He will give you more rewards. You will fast more, He will give you more power. You make more prayer, He will support, give you more blessings. You are a generous person giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah has given to you of wealth of dunya, Allah will send more. You give everything you have, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, your iman will be strong. You give half like Sayyidina Umar, your iman will be half of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Sayyidina Umar, Prophet told him, your iman is half of Abu Bakr. So it depends how we are devoting ourselves and imitating. There are people, when they want to give, they tremble their hands. There are people, they give, they regret what they gave. There are people, they give and they keep giving. These people, all of them are okay, are good. All of them different levels. You pray 2 rak'ats, you say, oh, it's enough. You pray every time 2 rak'ats, it's more generous for you. You fast one day sunnah is okay. You fast 2 days is better. So it depends how much you go further in what you are doing. You will need to know that you are under the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This group of people who are struggling between good and bad in dunya, they are under that rahmah. Because one day they do good, one day they do bad, one day they do ثم آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم آمنوا ثم كفروا. But not ثم ازدادوا كفرا, not they will come unbeliever and then they leave religion and run away. But they are struggling. All of us, we are struggling. This is our shortcomings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He showed His Prophet this and He gave him that power, and to show him that your power is limited, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but my power is not limited. Awliya Allah, they look at their student to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned them to be their followers. Wali can have followers even from those mu'annideen, stubborn ones. He will try to work on them. And he might have students from not mu'annideen, from unbeliever but not mu'annideen. And he has students from those who accepted and they were thrown in Bahru Zulma, but they've been trained and they come back later. They said, you are our Lord, we are your servant. So he will have from the three types. And he can have munafiqeen and munafiqeen mu'annideen also. Stubborn munafiqun, corrupted heretics, and heretics. All of them are under the khitab, under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verse of Holy Quran, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
So under that verse, that don't lose hope of Allah's mercy, Allah will forgive all the sins. He is the forgiver. So in the day of promises, Allah gave for every wali what he needs from a group of people, and awliya Allah took them from Prophet, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time, his heart relaxed. Because Allah gave him supporter to support him on guiding these people toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And awliya Allah in dunya are trying their best to guide as much as they can. Those who are not able to guide, there are some people you cannot guide them, although they are under assigned to you. When they cannot, awliya Allah try to guide them, they refer them back to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they say, Ya Rasulullah, we cannot guide these people. They come under Prophet's hadith, Shafa'ati li ahli al-kaba'ir min ummati. My shafa'ah is for the big sinners of my ummah. And to those who Prophet ﷺ cannot guide them and cannot clean them, that is a i'laman. هناك i'lama للجميع.
That's to teach everybody.
To teach everybody that Prophet ﷺ also has a limit. And Allah is the only one that He has no limits. he wants to show awliya'uhu, his saints, and to show everyone that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with everything that Allah gave him as from his greatness, still is in limit. And Allah is the only one that is no limit, and he has the treasures and the oceans of mercy that he can give without question. And Grand Sheikh said there is a special rahmah that Allah will open it in the day of judgment to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that awliya Allah, they know about it, but they have no permission to mention it and to speak about it. And what kind of rahmah is that? That rahmah is to save Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam completely from any kind of hellfire or punishment. These knowledges, he said, and this particular rahmah is being planted and rooted and hidden in the hearts of awliya Allah, and there is no permission to talk about it. Their tongues are frozen. That will not come until the time for the secret of Quran to appear and the secret of Quran to manifest itself and to be tasri.
It would run
like a waterfall in the heart of everyone at that time, that this rahmah will appear and their people will know about it. That only will happen when the secret of Quran happening, and this is going to be happening soon, he said. And this word I am speaking is like the rain before the storm. It's like
drizzles
before the heavy storm comes. Heavy storm is coming. Prepare yourself. Don't say, I didn't say. It will come suddenly without you knowing. Like a tornado comes suddenly and appear in the horizon. It will take everything with it. Those who are very well based, a structure very well based with cement, tornado when it comes doesn't affect. But those who have no based structure, fixed structure, they will be blown out with that tornado. Some people whom are also preparing themselves for that big event, tornado might come, that storm might come, and they might not see it, and they are safe. Like that lady in the time of Sayyidina Nuh, when the flood came and took everyone, and that lady never saw the flood, because she was a believer. That tornado, he said, is coming. And he said, Oh, my student, Grand Sheikh is saying, I have a good tidings for you. He is explaining the great level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although he showed him that you are limited to some extent, but what he gave to him compared to awliya Allah and compared to other prophets and to compare to what Allah gave anyone is beyond limits. All human beings together, their power is, you combine them, they will not be a drop of the ocean of Prophet, of what Allah gave to Prophet. But that ocean that Allah gave to Prophet, if you compare it to Allah's greatness, is in limit. He said, don't think anyone, you must not think that after Allah called Prophet ﷺ to Isra and Mi'raj and opened for him the secrets of the 99 names, and the manifestation of these 99 names,
and the greatest name, Ismullah al-Azam. Don't think after Allah has manifested that to him and all these secrets appear, that Prophet came back to us. He said, that is impossible, because dunya cannot carry at that time Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What appeared to us back from Prophet was only a reflection. The reality, the full reality stayed there, because dunya cannot carry that power. It will break into pieces. It will go into rubbles, this whole world. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he like a huge voltage distributor, you cannot approach. They say khatarul maut, danger of death, you cannot approach. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with all these manifestation of these beautiful names, no one can approach him. The whole dunya, this universe cannot carry him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the reality of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his presence, always giving, and send one reflection of that back to earth. He carried all this and came back to us with one of these realities, and all the rest is being left there. And we'll explain what has been left there and what happened, inshallah, next time. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ